The NFL isn't concerned about you as a fan. The NFL is concerned about opening up your pocketbook and pulling as much money out of it as they possibly can.
The NFL is the most lucrative sports league in the world, and many cities seem desperate to have a football franchise to call their own. But no city is more eager than Los Angeles, the country's second largest metropolis and football desert since 1994. But does it make sense to invest scarce public dollars on a sports operation that boasts billions in yearly profits and counts 18 of its owners on the Forbes billionaire list?
In general, about 70% of the cost of building and maintaining NFL stadia has been paid for by taxpayers.
With city budgets being pushed to the brink, is it time to demand that the NFL carry their own financial weight?
There's a beauty to the game. I'd like to see the beauty in Los Angeles. I like what it does for a city when they feel good when their team wins.
Or will places like Los Angeles continue to push for a costly stadium built on the taxpayers' dime? The NFL generated over $9 billion in revenues last year, and many cities are hungry for a piece of the action, often spending huge sums of taxpayer dollars to attract the league to their localities.
I say in the kingdom of sports, the NFL is good at two things: providing high quality sports entertainment. The games are consistently terrific. I'm hooked. And the NFL is good at fleecing taxpayers. It's about $1 billion a year, I calculate, public subsidies to NFL owners. And this is a group that consists almost entirely of billionaires and yet receiving significant public subsidies every year.
Nowhere is this illustrated more than in Los Angeles, where the city's political and investor class has been trying for nearly two decades to get a team back in the area. And though study after study has shown that sports stadiums don't increase local economic activity, it hasn't stopped cash-strapped cities like LA from approving billion-dollar stadium plans that would be largely funded with public dollars. So is subsidizing a multi-billion-dollar organization worth the public cost? City Councilman Tom Labonge thinks so, and is part of the effort to bring the NFL back to Los Angeles.
My council district has 274,220 people, more than Buffalo and just a little less than Cincinnati. So you could put a council NFL in my district.
Labonge, who spent part of his early career with NFL Films, feels a personal stake in bringing the NFL back to the city he loves. Each season, he writes the league and team owners to make the case for football in Los Angeles.
I have a son who's 15, and he's never had a hometown team. And I said, you know, I want to just reach out. And it was a simple reach out, and got a couple of responses. It was good, but someone from the National Football League has to say, I want to be in Los Angeles. I want to be in the second largest market in the country, but no one has.
Does having a generation of fans without a hometown team justify spending loads of public money on a stadium, especially in a place like Los Angeles, which is chronically in debt and hampered by excessive regulations?
People would be don't want to see public money going to what is a private enterprise that is somewhat on the up. They would like to see money go to develop jobs that occurred, but you know, there's only 8 regular season games at home. If you get in the playoffs, you get a few, or the preseason games. So I would be cautious on spending heavy public money on that.
Even Labonge recognizes that financing a stadium with taxpayer money may not be the most responsible act of city government. Yet he and his fellow council members voted unanimously for a $1.2 billion stadium plan, known as Farmers Field, that would be funded with nearly $350 million in public bonds. The proposed LA deal pales in comparison to the recent sweetheart deals cut by Atlanta and Minneapolis, which gave the NFL over $1 billion of public subsidies to build new facilities. And because of how the deals are structured, the league, not the cities, get the lion's share of the revenue derived from the stadium and concessions, making it difficult for taxpayers to recover their investment. Daniel Durbin, the director of the University of Southern California's Institute of Sports, Media, and Society, explains.
Well, in theory, the value that it brings to your city financially, in theory, could be so high that it replaces the costs of doing business there. Although California has been more than happy to wheel out money for all sorts of projects like the bullet train that we just keep putting money into and putting money into, and Los Angeles is the same way. The city government tends to put a lot of money into projects that may or may not play out. just the sheer land costs of a stadium are horribly exorbitant in Southern California. But beyond that, you have the difficulty of the environment in LA. In Los Angeles, you don't have, we haven't had an NFL team since 1995, so that's almost 20 years. And you don't notice people really crying about it a lot or worrying about it a lot. In Los Angeles, we've got beaches, we've got Hollywood, we've got all sorts of, we've got Disneyland, we've got all sorts of things to do during the winter. We don't live and die by the NFL. So the Los Angeles really doesn't need the NFL.
The irony is that even if Los Angeles did manage to build a stadium, there's no reason to think the NFL may bite. Through it all, the league has remained non-committal, telling Reason, "We would like to return to the Los Angeles area, but only if it works for the community and the NFL. There is no timeline, but we continue to monitor all stadium-related developments in the area." Their reluctance may not be a bad thing. Thanks to the expansion of sports broadcast and the NFL's Byzantine blackout rules, having a franchise can make it hard for loyal fans to even watch their hometown team play.
If we have a team in Los Angeles and that team doesn't sell out, they can black it out in Los Angeles, which means that you very often will lose games as a fan. And for fans, that there's no payback to that. In the 80s and early 90s, when Los Angeles had two teams here that almost never sold out, the Raiders and the Rams, the audience was losing games consistently. If I can be a fan of the New England Patriots in Los Angeles, if I can be a fan of the Buffalo Bills in Los Angeles and follow the team, and certainly with online and with all of the cable broadcasts being at least accessible to me, I can watch any game that I want to if I have the ingenuity and the money. If I can be a fan of those teams, what does it pay me back to go to a local stadium in Los Angeles? So in Los Angeles, you know, if you look at it as a fan, you're the one who's chasing. You know, if you really want an NFL team here, you're always chasing in that relationship. Because the NFL isn't concerned about you as a fan, the NFL is concerned about opening up your pocketbook and pulling as much money out of it as they possibly can.
While local boosters like Councilman Labonge may continue to dream of luring the NFL to their city, it's becoming increasingly clear that not having a team may be the best deal for taxpayers and fans alike. Perhaps it's a model other cities should emulate.